I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A surprise rebel attack could change the face of war in Syria. Then coming up, where witch doctors fail, Jesus proves he alone is Lord. Keep listening because it's a story you won't want to miss. But we'll begin today in Lebanon, where it's been 9 days of a strained ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. Now, Lebanon is watching a surge of conflict in its neighboring country of Syria. Tom Adama with Heart for Lebanon says,
even though it's not connected, it is connected. And that's the fighting up in the province of Aleppo in Syria. Hezbollah used to be up there quite heavily, but they took a lot of their soldiers out, moved them to southern Lebanon to fight with Israel, and left the vacuum up there.
Rebel groups saw that power shift. Last week, on the very same day the ceasefire took effect, they launched a surprise offensive in Aleppo. It's developed into the most significant change in the Syrian war's front line since 2020. Today, rebels controlled two of Syria's largest cities and miles of surrounding territory. They're looking to take another key city called Homs, which sits less than 30 miles from the Lebanese border. Adama says Christian Syrians might flee into Lebanon.
We've actually geared up for maybe 100 to 200 families that we think might be coming our way in the next week or two.
Heart for Lebanon's been able to provide humanitarian aid in a relational, gospel-centered way for the past year of war and beyond. Pray for wisdom, spirit-led conversations for Heart for Lebanon's team, and consider partnering with them in a ministry to the displaced. Elsewhere, three pastors in Eritrea are marking the 20th anniversary of their arrest and incarceration. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says they're among hundreds of other Christians imprisoned in that country.
None of them, not a single one of them, has had a trial. Not a single one of them has had a lawyer. In fact, not a single one of them has actually even been charged with a crime.
All three pastors were part of the Eritrean Orthodox Church.
And that is very significant because when the Eritrean government closed the evangelical churches in 2002, one of the churches that they left open that was still legal was the Orthodox Church.
But the pastors were arrested when they began teaching scripture in the common language. Nettleton recently interviewed Hannah, the eldest daughter of one of the three pastors. She was 6 years old when her father was arrested. Asked how she manages to love her enemies.
She said, you know, nobody ever asked me about my enemies until I came to America. In Eritrea, we don't think of the government as our enemy. We just think that when you follow Jesus, you will have persecution.
Please pray for these pastors to be released, and you can hear more of the story at missionnews.org.
And for Hannah to be able to see her dad again. Well, what an amazing privilege to pray for that. What an amazing answer to prayer that will be and would be if the Lord chooses to answer it in the way we hope.
And in India, witch doctors aren't fringe medicine. Especially in rural Indian communities, witch doctors are seen as the experts on healing and spiritual power and even control people through fear. This story today comes from Mission India. A mother and father, Sonny and Raj, brought their sick toddler son to the witch doctor. But Mission India's Regan Miller says they were discouraged, especially the mother, Sonny.
The recommendations they were given by the witch doctors were just bizarre and things that, as a parent, you would never want to do to your child. But she didn't know what else to do. She was just at a loss. And so she followed the witch doctor's instructions. And of course, nothing worked. The child stayed sick.
But everything changed when a local Christian pointed them to Jesus. This story has a beautiful ending, and you can watch it in Mission India's new video release.
We're just really excited to share it because it shows the power of Jesus and how much it overcomes the traditional customs that so many are following in India.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
When you partner with Mission India, you are bringing the good news of salvation to people that otherwise might not have the opportunity to hear it. And they're just living in spiritual darkness otherwise, like this family was.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.